Egypt's former leader, Hosni Mubarak, has been summoned by the country's prosecutor general for questioning. Mubarak could be facing a trial on charges that he used his 3 decades in power to amass vast wealth. It was 2 months ago exactly that the Egyptian leader was ousted after weeks of popular unrest. But the demonstrations in Cairo's Tahrir Square continue. Today, hundreds of protesters are barricaded there. They're angry at Egypt's military rulers for using violence over the weekend in an attempt to clear the square. 2 protesters were killed. Hayat Gerges is one of those Egyptians still protesting. She's a member of a group called the Executive Committee to Defend the Legitimacy of the Revolution. And tell us, Hayat, Mubarak is gone. What do you and the other protesters want now?
We're still protesting for the trial. No trial has been taking place so far.
And you're talking about a trial of former President Mubarak?
The former President Mubarak, the ex-ministry, Habib al-Adl, everybody who killed some of us and tortured us during the starting the revolution. No one has been tried. All the requests of the revolution have not taken place. It's like we are on the iceberg, and Mubarak is only the edge of the iceberg. Nothing is taking place. The military has nothing to do with the political life in Egypt. His role is to go back to his barracks and leave us to deal with the coming period, the transition period, until we get through the elections.
Does that also mean that you want the military, Egypt's military, to step aside?
Yes, please. That's what we want. We don't want the military council is the one who ruling the country in the transition period.
Well, this weekend, the army resorted to using live ammunition to intimidate protesters in Cairo. How worried are you for the future of your country when things like that happen?
We're not that worried. To be very honest, I've been there. We've been there in Tahrir. We're not worried about what's going to happen because, after all, we are the people. The nation did the revolution, and if we have to fight with the army, we will. But this is not going to happen. We're not Libya. We're not Yemen. Hopefully, this is not going to happen. It's just going to take some time to convince the army and to push the army to show good intentions. I tell you something. To measure the real support is at night after the curfew time. After the curfew time, we're there waiting for the army to kill us, like what happened on Saturday morning. So next day, after what happened, we came back to Tahrir Square, saying to the army, we're here if you want to kill us. People are ready to die again for this country.
And after this interview is over, you're going back to Tahrir Square. How long will you stay?
I'll go there to spend the night and waiting to make sure that we're there, and if anybody comes, we are there, not leaving the people alone. We are all together.
Hayat Gerges, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Hayat Gerges is a member of the Executive Committee for Defending the Legitimacy of the Revolution. She was speaking with us from Cairo, Egypt.